Lilongwe, Kasungu Grace Church, whereby brothers and sisters meet together and worship Christ and Him crucified alone. No any other name, no any other gospel given except the gospel about Christ and Him crucified, preaching without compromise. Amen. We continue our program. Let us open our hymn book songs. Our hymn book songs. Thereafter, we'll continue the service of today. Let us open our hymn book songs. Song number 75 in our local language, which speaks about Christ, that all the fullness of His glory is in Christ alone, friend of chosen sinners. And He came into this world and died for His own elect only. Those elect are saved by His only grace without compromise. Whatever is in this world, either things are good or bad, but He never came to save everybody but Christ alone. So He leads us in all situations, either good or bad. He keeps us and upholds us. 7:5. Ndinu chi zalo josata ndiwe zilo wosatu pau lendo wanga wose diende fupindinu kumafupi tu inu ndinu fupi tu ndinu pau lendo wanga wose diende fupi ndinu kumafupi tu inu ndinu fupi tu ndinu pau lendo wanga wose diende fupi ndinu sindi sindi pepela zofewa kaya kuchoka mtiko inenditsa saukabokondwa kumabi ende ndinu pavafupi inu ndinu fupifupi vito ndinu nenditsa saukabokondwa kuma ende ndinu sokole chikwandi thuzi ndisunge pabodweyo mapachipa chakumoyo ineu umtsokole chikwandi thuzi ndisunge abondweyo pachipa chakumoyo ndilowe kuyendinu omafupi tu vakandetu fupifupi peto ndinu omapachipa chakumoyo
dinu ubito inundinu ubito komandinu bachipa japumoyo mandiluwe uyendinu. Let us open our Bibles, scripture reading from the book of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1, from verses 1 to 25. Then, it's a Bible, atu ombukula Petro, 1 Petro oyambayo, mjimange oyambo, kwenye 25. I will read in English, and the brother Dave Maxwell will read in our local dialect. Verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, and to obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you, in peace be multiplied. 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to our inheritance incorruptible and unfarred, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. 7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of God, that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, and in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. 9. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. 11. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should fall. 12. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1, Dimagia 1, Ulegeza 13, Barretif Maxwell, Tawenga.
Peter 2, Yeso Christu, Wa Osakiba, Abukala, Arendo, Ashibala Ligo, Abukondo, Galatia, Kavologia, Asia, Nji, Petuni. Yes, 2. Mwanga mkutsi wilato kwa murungu wa dake, njele tajamu simu, tochitirambidzero ndikuwaza kwamwazi wa Yesu Kristu chisomo ditendere zikuchulukire ndi inu 3 wodalitsika mulungu ndiye atate wa ambuye wathu Yesu Kristu iye amene monga mwa chifuno chake chachikulu anatibalanso kuchiyembekezo cha moyo mwakuka kwa kufa kwa Yesu Kristu 4 kuti chilandire cholowa chosavunda ndi chosadetsa ndi chosafota chosungidira mmamba inu 5 amene musungidwa ndi mphamvu ya Mulungu mwachikhulupiriro kufikira chipulumutso chokonzeka kuvumbulutsidwa nthawi yotsiriza 6 menemo mukondwera kungakhale tsopano kanthawi ngati kuyenera mukachitidwe chisoni ndi mayesero amitundu mitundu 7 kuti mayesedwe achikhulupiriro chanu ndiwo amtengo wake woposa wagolide amene angotayika ngakhale akayesedwa ndi moto akapezedwe kochitira chiyamiko ndi ulemerero ndi ulemu pa vumbulutso la Yesu Khristu 8 amene mungakhale simunamuona munkonda amene mungakhale simunampenya tsopano pamkhulupirira mukondwera naye ndi chimwemwe chosaneneka ndi chaulemerero 9 ndikulandira chitsiriziro chachikhulupiriro chanu ndicho chipulumutso cha moyo wanu 10 kunena za chipulumutso ichi anafunafuna nasanthula aneneri pakunenera za chisomo chikudzirani 11 ndikusanthula nthawi iti kapena nthawi yanji mzimu wa Khristu wokhala mwa inu mwa iwo analozera pakuchitiratu umboni wa masautso a Khristu ndi ulemerero wotsatana nawo 12 kwa iwo amene udavumbulutsidwa kuti sanadzitumikira iwo wokha koma inu ndi zinthu izi zimene zauzidwa kwa inu tsopano mwa iwo amene anakulalikirani uthenga wabwino mwa mzimu woyera wotumidwa kuchokera kumwamba zinthu izi angelo alakalaka kuzisuzumirawo 13 mwa ichi podzimanga mchiuno kunena za mtima wanu mukhale osasunga ndimuyembekeze konsekonse chisomo chili kulengedwa kudzanacho kwa inu mvumbulutso la Yesu Khristu.
To God be all the glory. Yes, verse 13 says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end of the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Let us just go into English song number 69. Tsagulani nyimbo za mbuku mwathu nyimbo namba 69 imene muchichewa mati mundilandiretu ndine munthu wochimwa woyipa ndikonzeni nyimbo namba 69 Jesus my Lord to thee I cry and let thou say me I must die, oh breathe thy free salvation and be as I am and take me as I am and take me as I am, my only friend, Christ died for me, oh take me as I am, the praise I am, and full of you. But yet for me thy blood was free. has made me what thou will and take me as I am. And take me as I am. And take me as I am. My only Christ died for me. Oh, take me as I am. No preparation can I make. My best resolve, I only pray. Yes, take me for I wouldn't say, and take me as I am, and take me as I am, and take me as I am. My only prayer, Christ died for me. Oh, take me as I am. He heard me say, that he deal with me as thou seest in me. Thy way begin, thy way complete. Oh, take me as I am, and take me as I am, and take me as I am. My only prayer, Christ died for me. Oh, take me as I am. Undi la dile. Dai pai baptima bo kotero nani ve ai de mudi la dile mudi la dile. Yes, take me as I am, a sinner raised but saved by grace. Because there is no preparation that can I make. My best resolve I only break. Yet save me for thy own name's sake. Not my own sake, but thine own name's sake. Take me as I am. Brother John Comedy, look to God in prayer as we are going in into the Word of God.
Atate mudzina la Yesu Kristu tikulemekezani ndikukweza dzina lanu chifacha nthawi ya masanawo. Mmene Yehova Mulungu tikukumana pamalo ano kuti kutichulinga chanu kukamwe nafe. Chifacha cha Mulungu musogolere Mulungu mitima yathu kuti tikamve zimene Mulungu tikufunika kumva zochokera kwa iye. Musogolere mʼbale amene akasogolera mutumikire ndimi Yehova kuti akatumikire zochokera kwa iye kuti mau anu Yehova akakhale nawo malo mkati mwa mitima yathu. Chifacha dzina la Yesu Kristu pemphika ndikuzolonze pachamwana. Amen.
Amen. Brother Ken, let me just hand over this time and tell you, take the microphone.
Thank you very much. Let's take our Bibles and look together in 1 Timothy chapter 3. And my text today is from verse 14 down to verse 16. And I want to speak with you about the one true foundation, the church's foundation. Now Paul had left Timothy at Ephesus to continue to preach and minister to the Lord's people there, and had continued on his journey preaching the gospel. So he's giving instruction here to Timothy as to how it is that he was to direct the church there in Ephesus. But not knowing whether or not he could come again soon to meet him there, he writes this first epistle to Timothy, and the Lord has preserved it for us today. And so he writes in 1 Timothy 3:14, "These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly." You notice the word hoping. This was his hope. And yet we know that all things are submitted unto the will of God. It's by his direction. That's why he says in the first part of verse 15, "But if I tarry long, should it be that God would cause me to tarry longer than I think, I'm writing these things unto you." Here is a reminder that tomorrow is not in our hands. It is God that directs. We make plans and we think about what is to come, and yet we are only given the moment right now. That's why the scriptures tell us not to boast ourselves in tomorrow. Tomorrow's not ours. It is by God's determining. And that's why the scriptures remind us that if we say we're going to go here or go there, let us say, "If God so will," because he it is that directs our steps. That's true in our everyday lives and every detail, and it's particularly true in where God is pleased to cause His gospel to be preached. And so Paul continues to write here to Timothy in verse 15, if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. Here it is, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. You notice that Paul is not writing Timothy here about trivial things, about his personal life or social relations or anything like that. No, his interest here is in the church of the living God. To me, this is a reminder of what needs to be the subject of our conversation when we're together as the Lord's people. You can always socialize outside of the place of worship, but when we come together, it's for one purpose, and that is to glorify the Lord God through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when he speaks here of the church as being, first of all, the house of God, he's not talking about brick and mortar. He's not talking about a material building. That's not the house of God. Perhaps a better way of translating that would be the household of God. If I ask you, well, how's your house? You might think, well, I'm talking about the place where you stay. But if I say to you, how is your household? What I'm asking you is, how's the family? So this has to do with people. This has to do with those that belong unto God by His electing grace, and that are of His family, by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, called out by the Spirit of God.
Amene ndi mwazi wake wa Yesu Kristu adagulidwa kuchotseredwa machimo awo amenewo adapangidwa ndi kuyikidwa mbanja la Mulungu anthu amenewo ndiwo mpingo wa Mulungu.
In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 19 through 21, here is the description of God's house or the household of God. Now remember, God had directed Paul to leave Timothy in Ephesus. Ephesus was not a Jewish city. This was made up of Gentiles and people that were not raised as Jews.
Musaiwali kwa Efeso sidali muzi wa Yuda. Awawa adala mitundu. Ndipo Timoteo adasidwa kudzikola mitundu kumpingo kwa mitundu kulakala ligire kotenga wabwi. Kotera kuti mpingo mino dabedo kukusunda mpingo wa Yuda ai kudali mpingo wa anthu a mitundu koma okhulupirira kotenga wabwino.
So these were the ones to whom Timothy was ministering, but Paul, in writing to them here in Ephesians, says in verse 19, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints," and here it is, "and of the household of God."
Kuma udali mpingo wa mtu wa mitundu. Lada ula mkule kuti besaka 19. Pamene po, ndipo simuliso alendo ndiko gonera. Kuma atu, muli amudzi omweo waoera mtima ndi abanja la Mulungu.
There were Jews that did not like the fact that God was bringing Gentiles into the fold. They opposed these as Gentiles. They looked down their nose at these. But here Paul is saying, no, no. You are fellow citizens. It doesn't matter, Jew or Gentile. You're fellow citizens with the saints. That means the justified ones. Those that God has justified by the blood and righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, of the same household of God. One household.
Musaiwale mkani ya buku la Efeso tukunele kuti ndila mitundu. Kwa babada ni beubale wabwino pakati pa mitundu nda Yuda. Kuna uta mitundu nda Yuda ndalizo sama mwako kato pokoso kukangana. Ndipo Yuda sama funa mitundu kula zikulubile utenga wabwino. Koma Mulungu au kala mkulandia antu wabina Yuda wama dana nao ndi kunya sidwa nao. Ndi kumawa uzao nena kuti inuyo simuliswa alendo kavena wakonela. Komatu muli amudzi omwewo waoera mtima. Ngaka mati mudzi omwewo waoera mtima. Aurandauza mpingo wake, aurandauza anthu osankhidwa. Kuti onse amene Mulungu adawasankha, adawapanga kukhala woera mtima. Amenunduso ali limodzi amenewo. Ndipo woera mtimawo, nda amene amawatcha panja langati kodi la Mulungu.
Now because of the depravity of our flesh, we're racist by nature. In other words, we look at somebody else, and if they're not the same color skin, or they talk a different language than that we do, or they have different customs than we do, then we tend to put them off, and we think that we're better than they are. That's what our sin nature does.
Tikamuona munthu wina wosiyana ndi maonekedwe athu, mwina wosapeza bwino posiyana ndi ife, khungu mwina ndi mzungu kandi mwenye, kaya ndi wachitundu chanji. Ukamamuyang'ana amene uja, kaya wina amene amaoneka kuti ngosaphunzira wosadziwa zimene womazidziwa. Nthawi yomweyo umamutenga iyeyo ngati wonayika, ngati munthu wochimwa, iweyo umadzitenga kuti ndiwe woyera, ndiwo wolungama. Kumene kuti ndikunyada
But in the household of God, none of that is to matter. We see each other as we are in Christ, because that's how God sees each of his own, in Christ. And they are one, fellow citizens, with the saints, one righteousness, one justification, one forgiveness of sins, one Savior, one Redeemer, one sacrifice. And notice in verse 20 of Ephesians 2, and are built upon the foundation, one foundation, the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Over in 1 Corinthians 3:11, Paul said, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." We're studying the church's one foundation. Well, it's very clear. It's already been laid. We're not laying it. It has already been laid by God the Father in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, of which he is the chief cornerstone.
Panotu tikulankula za maziko achipulumutso maziko ampingo wa mulungu kuti maziko wake ndi Yesu Kristo si sikutanthauza kuti mupangepo kathu kuti muike maziko inuyo ayi simungathe kuika maziko koma kuti mulungu wakufuna kwake adaika kale maziko adaika kale Yesu Kristo ndipo kwati ndikungomanga pa maziko oyikidwa kalewo.
We've all seen builders getting ready to build a house. They don't start with a roof. They lay the foundation. First thing that the builder does is to lay out how large the house is to be. The builder does that, determines the size of the house. God has determined the size of his house. It's not everybody. He has chosen out those sinners from the fallen world that he has purposed to save. Then the builder digs the ditch along the lines that have been laid for the foundation, pours the concrete, and from there measures how the wall will be built. There is a cornerstone from which every brick is laid on that foundation.
Misiri pirudala omanga amayamba walemba nyumba icha pas ndikuyamba kukumba akakumba akamaliza ama tira simenti japansi silapu ndikumanga foundation akamaliza pali njelo yoyambirira imene amamanga makona muja akamautsa nyumba makona muja imene chema chero kuti mwala wapangodya pachizungu amati cornerstone mwala njelo yoyambirira imene amamanga pakona pa nyumba imene ije ndiye tsogolo la nyumba yonse.
So when Paul said, other foundation can no man lay than that is laid already, he's talking about the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ coming in the flesh and working out that righteousness necessary to God's satisfaction that he might be just and declare righteous those sinners for whom Christ died.
Ndikamangamba za foundation imene Paulo akuyila nkhula apa mwala woyamba umene Paulo amaula nkhula kuti ndi wodayambitsa nyumba ya Mulungu ndi Mulungu mwini amene adawuyika mwalawo ndipo ndi Yesu Khristu kuti nditauza amalankhula za ntchito imene Yesu Khristu akayipange mthupi kuti Yesu Khristu atakabwera monga munthu adzafa ndi kukwaniritsa chilungamo chonse cha Mulungu chimene chidafunika chichitidwe kotero kuti chilungamo chonse chimene Mulungu adachichita chimenenso adachichita mwa Mulungu chidangoperekedwa kwa anthu osankhidwa ndipo osankhidwawo Mulungu adawatcha kukhala wolungama chifukwa cha chilungamo cha Yesucho.
Once that foundation has been laid, the builder then begins to take those bricks and lay them on that foundation in an orderly fashion, in exactly the order that the builder determines. The bricks aren't determining it. It's the builder.
Njelo, njelo yoyamba, imene misiri ama manga, ama yika pa foundation po manga nyumba. Njelo zina, zima ango tsadila. Kulondola mene ya imila, njelo yoyamba. Kuna litsogolo, la njelo zina zosezi. Njelo yoyamba, imene ya ikidwa icha.
These bricks are what Peter describes as living stones, those that have been made alive, sinners, made alive by the Spirit of God and brought to and laid upon this foundation, which is Jesus Christ.
Imene Petro adalankhula mawu kuti inuyo monga miyala ya moyo kuwani Petro 2:5 inuyo monga miyala ya moyo mumangidwaso nyumba pamodzi kulondozati ifeni pakotsatira kumwala woyamba umene udayikidwa kale kumene ndi Yesu Khristu.
These are they of whom Paul writes here in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 21, in whom all the building, the household, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. He's not talking here about a physical building. Everybody thinks of the church as being a physical place. No, a building is a place where the church meets, but this building, notice, in whom, it has to do with being laid on that foundation, which is none other than Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Oh, yes. Ndiyeno akamati church mpingo wa Mulungu samalo za chinyumba chimene anthu amakumanamo chimene chinyumba chabe ndi malo a mthunzi amene mpingo umakumana hapo pachifukwa hicho chikamati mpingo ndikulu la watu limene limasonkhana mchinyumba chimene chakukhala mthuzi kuti uziwateteza kudziwa uziteteza kudziwa mpingo.
If someone asks you, where is your church headquarters in Malawi? The answer is, seated in heaven. Because our head is in heaven. Our righteousness is in that one seated in the heavenlies. If somebody asks you, well, where is your church? Don't point them to a building. Tell them, well, it's scattered all over Malawi. It's in Kasungu, it's in Lilongwe, it's in Zimba, wherever else the Lord has his elect. That's where the church is.
Amen. If I tell you, I'm going to go to the church. Musamaka tamango kanga na mabere mna manga chikomba chikubukura ndima pembera rumu mpingo watu ndu ai ndithu muka uza uri mpingo watu uri mu mwanzika abale wena makala ku kasungu ena makala mu lirongwe ena makala ku msimba kaya ku chatoloma kaya makala nikudera tina lilo sekumelika mbele kumene kuli munthu yekayo abale mna pembera naye kumene kuli mpingo mpingo ndi munthu
uyo. You see in verse 22, in whom. There it is again. In whom? This is all about Christ. Ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit.
Ndikamone ngatikamapitiliza ku Efeso chapter 2 ndi maka 22. Imina kuti chimene inunso mumangidwa pamodzi. Kurondoza unena wanthu tsopano. Mungamangidwa pamodzi mukhale chokhala mwa Mulungu mwa mzimu.
So this is the church of which Paul is writing Timothy here in 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15, where he says, know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, among the people of God, among those that God has saved by his grace in the blood and righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Timothy, here is how you should live among them. And he says, which is the church of the living God. That word church means literally the called out ones. Those that God has elected and for whom Christ paid their sin debt, he does in time call out. And that's how we know and come to see who are the true church of God. They're the called out ones. So just as a building has a foundation, so this spiritual house, this household, has its foundation. It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Monga nyumba imene aliyense amakhalamo ili ndi maziko ena amati foundation chimodzimodzi mpingo wake wa mbuye wa Yesu Khristu umene ndi wauzimu nawonso uli ndi maziko uli ndi foundation ndiwo foundation yake ndi Yesu Khristu.
This house has a door. Christ said, I am the door. So to enter in is to enter into this household through the door.
Wow. Wow. Yes, if you follow me,
this house has walls. You think, well, why do we build a house with walls? It's for protection of those that dwell therein. Well, Christ is that wall of salvation. You see, it's all in Him. This house has windows. What's the purpose for windows? But to let the light in. Well, Christ is that light. It's through Him that the light shines. He's the window of heaven, if you will, from which the light shines on those and in those that He has purchased.
Amen. One in prayer, Uziroa, Comanso, Guara, Uziroa, Yumbamo, Bible, yes, dear Guara. When is the end of Como, La Mamba, but I don't have no one of Mamba. Yes, I'm on it, some Mamba. Yes, there we know.
This house has a roof. What's the purpose of a roof but for the protection of those inside from the elements? Well, that's a picture of Christ, who is our surety, and that He works on behalf of His children as their advocate. He is their protector and their shield. I will tell you, unlike earthly houses, this roof does not leak, and these walls don't crack. The church of the living God, which is none other than that which is laid on the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, is perfect in every way because Christ has made it so.
Yes.
It never needs to be repaired. You see, religion, they're always trying to fix it up by their works. They're always trying to do something to fix a problem or fix this, fix people's lives, try to become holy, all these things. That's in works religion. We have a perfect church because of a perfect Savior and a perfect foundation, and it never needs to be repaired because God is satisfied with His Son.
Amen. Nyumba tu yenieni omangidwa mukamanga mwina masama papa foundation ndanya kuti sima panga mangalu maloma ke sima sokaso tsikuli na uri mukarekeso pirudala akakonze kopenda mongaruka ngaruka dengaro silimadi ranchiswe kuti sikuri ngofuna wina ora akali komeso
Yes, the Church of the Living God stands in opposition to everything that man ever attempts by way of worship. It's distinguished from men's houses of worship and temples of idols.
Amen. How is so say tenga wa kuino wa jiso mo? Mpingo wake anfaza uchuta aza kumudwa nao. Chifuwa jake nchakuti. Mama ngidwe ama nyumbao ama ngidwe ni mabiru talawiri. Nyumba inayo ya mangidwe zime mbezo. Ndei mafuna zimele ima genizanga zituzo funigira. Zitaridwe mwandondo mekundimu yenera. Zimele zime mangita kutenga wa kuino wa jiso mo tatawari kidwa. Aziza uchuta na mana aa.
It's called the house of God because God is its author. He is the one who has laid out the design of it, and he is the builder of it, and he is the one who gives life to each one that is of this household. It's all of God from beginning to end in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ama kasowa moyo, ndipo ama mpata moyo ndi Mulungu, ndi kumuika mnyumbamo, kuti akale ndi moyo. Kuti uli zose, zima yamba ndi Mulungu, zima yenda ndi Mulungu, zima maliza ndi Mulungu yemweyo.
And that's what's important to see in that last part of verse 15 of 1 Timothy 3:15, because it says, which is the church of the living God, and then it says, the pillar and ground of the truth. But it's not that the church is the pillar and ground of the truth, but God. You see, the last word mentioned is God, the church of the living God, who is the pillar and ground of the truth.
Ndi mchirigizo wa Mulungu. Kuna ndoza nisiguri mzari wa unena mpingo wae. Mpingo si mzari hae. Kwa Mulungu, ndiye mzati. Kwa mwesu ndiye amenama shirigiza, mpingo wakeo, ndi uli mwini mpingo, ndi Mulungu jifaya ndi mzari, ndi mchirigizo wa mpingo wae.
Pillars are what hold up the structure. Well, that's none other than God himself. It's his church. He saved it and he keeps it.
Nchito ya msati pa nyumba mtanda ni kukiriziza nyumba ija kuri isakwe itetezeke nje Mulungu nje mwini wake wa nyumba nje msati nje mtanda wa nyumba amenama ishirikiza ndiku iteteza kuri isakwe nyumba yo.
And there it is again, ground. That's the foundation. There's no other foundation that has been laid than that which is laid, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. mumufuna wakuti kwese tsawe sayamba ndi mulungu pansi sikugwirizika ndi mulungu akuterezaso ndi mulungu mpingo wake wa yesu kristu umenewo.
So any assembly or congregation or group of people that do not have as their pillar the very God of Scripture and as their foundation the Lord Jesus Christ and who he is and what he accomplished, they are not the church.
Guru lina lililonse la wantu limene limasonkhana pamalo pena paliponse kaya lili ndi mabaibulo mabuku opatulika limawereka kaya lili ndi chani guru limene lolo koma ngati lilibe maziko ake kuti palibe Yesu Khristu chiphunzo cha Yesu Khristu cholapa mmene chilili ngati palibe Mulungu amene ndi mzati pira ya mpingo yoni imene chasi guru la mpingo yayi nikabaki nkhonde chabe ka wathu koma si mpingo wa Mulungu ayi.
Notice the pillar and ground of the truth. God only directs through the truth, and the truth is Christ. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. And all the glory belongs unto him.
Amen.
So if God has made us members of his household and called us out as his church, to him alone be the glory.
Nchifuwa chache Mulungu, potipanga ife, analipanga monga ziwalo, sa mpingo wakewo, nikala mozi mwa antu, acholowa, olowa mnyumbamu, kala mpingo wake, pachifuwa isho, ule mundi maramando, sipile kwa Mulungu, chifuwa nipuru musamotelo, mokulipanga kala mpingo wake.
I'll stop there for now. Next week I want to come back and speak the entire time on verse 16, 1 Timothy 3:16, the mystery of godliness, and how important and vital that is. So that'll be our meal for next time. We'll just have to wait. I'll turn it back to you.
Well, I'm powerless. For sure, I am powerless. And I was expecting to eat more and more and more. But as far as the food now is coming at the chorus. The mother, the feeder, is saying that no, we have preserved for
yes.
This night.
We have to digest what we've eaten. And then we can eat some more later.
Glory, glory, glory be to God. Because of whatever he directs and purposes.
Amen.
Let's open our hymn book songs. Song number 74. Songs number 74. Otuluka mujimu wa mama. Yesu anasiza mtanda. Inubugwila. Gota ma kubamba jika batanya koma pilato kumuya inatela inapeleka kwa Yuda kuri yamba jike kuma kufela soi pasatu Christ carrying the cross himself, coming out from Jerusalem, going alone and being crucified on the cross. He's speaking about Pilate, Herod, and so many other people. They just heralded me a sinner. Because that time I was not there. They stand instead of me. They were my pronoun. But it was my sins that makes Christ to be crucified. Whatever he made, whatever, it was because of Christ. Who sing song number 71 in English so that brothers and sisters, wherever they are, should join us. Nyimbo number 71, yechingerezi. I hear the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Let down the way, our letter, thy head upon my priest. I came to Jesus as I was, where I ran won't answer. I found in him a lasting friend. Behold, I freely give. Living water, thirsty one, stood down and prayed. I came to Jesus and I cried, oh, that life-giving spring. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I reap in it. I hear the voice of Jesus say, I am his jaguar's rod. Look at me. Thy bones shall rise, and all thy dead be brought. I look to Jesus and I fall in him, my star, my star. And in thy light, O rightful one, till traveling days are done. I look to Jesus and I fall in him, my star, my star. And in thy light, O rightful one, deep traveling days are done. Brother Ken, look to God before we close our service of today.
Thank you, dear Father, for this time together around your word and fellowshipping with these that you have drawn out and brought to hear this blessed gospel of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that in him there is neither Jew nor Gentile, bond nor free, rich or poor, but that you have made sinners such as we are all to be one in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, one faith, one hope, one righteousness, and all of our acceptance is in him who is your beloved one. I'm thankful that you did not leave us to ourselves and the darkness of this flesh that would cause us to continue to follow after our idolatrous thoughts, but by your grace and mercy have drawn us unto your blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and all the glory and honor belongs unto him. So I pray for each one that belongs to you. We know that those for whom Christ has paid the debt, he does indeed keep, having saved them, and we can have no surer salvation than in him. So as we part ways, may we part rejoicing and pondering the things that we have heard, and you've been pleased to reveal unto us even through your word today. And we're mindful to give you all the praise, honor, and glory in our dear Savior's name. Amen.
Amen.